Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, 228-52, today's 7-8-25. This is a 73-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with atherosclerotic heart disease with angina. Patient has been using his nitroglycerin on a regular basis. He appears to be more short of breath. He gets short of breath with even taking a few steps at home, period. He has O2 PRN. He's not using his nebulizer at this time, period. It's important to remember that he's had, since 2 years ago, he's had 2 heart attacks and 5 stents. The last time they tried to put a stent in his heart, they were not successful. His heart's too weak for a coronary artery bypass graft, period. He tells me he uses his his nitroglycerin at least every other day. He has edematous legs and 1+ and large amount of ascites this time that was not present just a month or two ago, period. He takes care of his anxiety with Zoloft and Xanax. He appears to be short of breath at all times. He has decreased exercise tolerance, period. His blood pressure today is 180 over 100. This was discussed with the DON, and the lisinopril was increased from 20 once a day to 20 twice a day. The nurse will be back to check his blood pressure in the next 24 to 48 hours, period. In paragraph, he has a KPS score of 40%. His MAC, MAC, is at, leave it blank for now. He's more short of breath. He's able to stay at home only with the help of a provider and the hospice nurses and aides at this time. Overall prognosis is quite poor. With end-stage heart disease and coronary artery disease, status post MI and 5 stents in place. Once again, most likely has less than 6 months to live given natural progression of his disease. Thank you. Oh, by the way, as far as his congestive heart failure is concerned, he belongs in New York's Heart Association stage class 4 with shortness of breath at rest. Thank you.